This year, states and cities have spent more than $500 million on incentives to attract and retain industry. Georgia paid $320 million to lure a Mercedes factory. New York paid $70 million for an electronics plant. And Kentucky spent $9 million on a cookie bakery. But there can be a downside to big incentive packages. And as NPR's Adam Hochberg reports, some companies are now closing down factories that cities and states paid handsomely to attract.
October 20th, 1993, was a day that people in Allegheny County, North Carolina, still talk about. On that afternoon, the tiny mountain community scored an unlikely economic victory. A badly needed new employer came to town, a company called Bristol Compressors that makes air conditioner parts. Jim Hunt, then North Carolina's governor, visited the county seat of Sparta to announce the state's biggest economic investment of the year.
This is truly a day that I think none of us will forget. The day when we celebrate the arrival of 750 good new jobs for Allegheny County in North Carolina.
Those 750 promised jobs would make Bristol Compressors the biggest employer in one of North Carolina's smallest counties. But the jobs didn't come cheap. The company agreed to build the plant only after receiving $15 million in incentives, some from the state, some from the city and county, some from local banks and businesses. The incentive package was so big that area residents were assessed a special tax to pay for it. But Sparta Mayor John Miller says there were no complaints.
The attitude in Sparta at that time was that this was the thing that was going to really keep us going for years to come. You know, this was a big industry, and we were a small community, and we needed help, and it was really a lifesaver, so to speak.
For a while, the investment seemed to pay off. Bristol built a modern factory on a hilltop and put 400 people to work. But the success was short-lived. The operation never grew as large as planned, and the company's sales started to decline. Finally, last August, Bristol announced the plant would close. Patrick Woody is an Allegheny County commissioner.
It was a shock to everyone, and I think there is some bitterness and a feeling that we invested a lot of money in a company that just, you know, once the money from the incentives started going away, they packed up and leave.
The Bristol plant turned out its last compressors 2 months ago. Today, the cavernous factory sits almost vacant, with just a few employees left to dismantle the equipment. Missy Espineto was laid off from her job at the factory in March as the company began scaling back. Formerly a receiving department worker on the evening shift, she recently visited the plant for the first time since it closed.
I can't believe this. Oh my God. It's empty. Wow.
What do you think when you see this?
It's kind of heartbreaking almost, you know? A lot of people were involved in this. A lot of people were hurt by it.
Hurt because Allegheny County has few other workplaces where people can earn the $10 an hour Bristol paid. Indeed, with unemployment at 8%, it's tough to find any work at all. Maxine Alley, who lost her job as a forklift operator, says Bristol employees feel cheated, not only because the plant closed, but because townspeople sacrificed so much to attract it.
People got their hopes up. At least they was going to be here for 10 years. They was going to have a job for 10 years. And then after 5, they started talking about closing down. After 6, they started talking about closing down. And then they finally just pulled the rug out from under people. I mean, they got a lot of money from us.
The people of Allegheny County now are trying to get their money back. They've sued Bristol Compressors to force the company to repay $7 million in incentives. It's one of the nation's first lawsuits over an incentive deal turned sour, but it may not be the last. Greg LeRoy monitors industrial recruiting efforts for a national advocacy group called Good Jobs First. He says many communities now are losing plants that they paid to attract.
With incentives being so ubiquitous, whenever you get a wave of plant closings, as we are now with the recession, it's inevitable that many of the facilities that are closing it got subsidies.
With its Sparta operation shut down, Bristol now makes all its compressors at this factory in Virginia. Indeed, even as it closed the Sparta plant, the company got incentives from the Virginia government to move the remnants of that operation here. Bristol executives say they're sympathetic to the plight of Allegheny County and will consider returning some of the county's funds. But they resent the characterization that they just took the money and ran. Vice President Dennis Custance blames the plant closing on foreign competition for compressors, a problem he says the company didn't foresee when it moved to Sparta in 1993.
I mean, one of the reasons that Bristol expanded because the outlook was business was growing and we needed more capacity. But we started losing quite a bit offshore, 25% of our business. So it made it very difficult to keep it open.
Despite the disappointment in Allegheny County and other communities that have lost plants, incentive packages remain popular among government industrial recruiters, who are quick to point out that most incentive deals yield more positive, longer-lasting results. Indeed, even in Sparta, Mayor Miller still is willing to offer incentives to any new employers who might want to come to town, because if he doesn't, he fears they'll go somewhere else. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Sparta, North Carolina.